Perek Dalet of Time for Nach. Well, it's actually Perek Dalet of Eicha. This is a personal lament. It's about the death of King Yoshia. If you're going to see that in Divrei Yomim Beis, Perek Lamed Hei as well. He was a righteous king. He was inspired repentance. He was probably our last hope for avoiding destruction. Yirmiah tells the enemy, go rejoice, why not? That the exile won't last long, the punishment will happen. The inhabitants of Yerushalayim, talking, they refer to as Tzar of Gold, they have suffered tremendously. The children, they're called the Holy Stones, they'll also, they're particularly suffered, they're born into suffering over here. Yirmiah says that, look, since the suffering of Yerushalayim is no more severe than that, was more severe to that of Sodom, then the sins of Yerushalayim, I guess, were more as well. It talks about mothers cooking their children, satisfying the hunger. We mentioned this a couple of parakim ago. The leaders of the nations are just astonished. How could there be a nation that suffers so much? When Hashem begins punishing Klan Yisrael, when Hashem began, they didn't listen to the warning. They were still hoping, oh, Mitzrayim will save us. The people will save us. They didn't look the situation in the eye and change accordingly. Yirmiah adds that the nations will attack Klal Yisrael through Golas, particularly Rome. And now there's a mention of the second Beis HaMikdash. That's going to be destroyed as well. Hashem, however, will ensure that we'll never undergo Golas again after Golas Edom. That is the final Golas. There is a bit of a tradition. The Maral also talks about exactly how the Golas add up. But the final Golas will be Golas Yishmael. That is the Gemara in Baba Kama. Adds in Daf Samach Amud Beis that Hashem takes responsibility that the fire he set to the Beis HaMikdash, yes, it would set on fire. That's interesting because normally the Beis HaMikdash would not have burnt. Clearly Hashem wanted it to. And he guarantees that I'm going to build it with fire as well. You know, in fire, Ba'esh Hitzata, Ba'esh Ani Asid Livnosa. I set fire to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm going to rebuild it with fire. That is learned from the fourth parak as well, by the way. Pasuk Yud Aleph.